Utah Works is based on The Way We Worked, a traveling exhibition created by the Smithsonian Institution and the National Archives that explores how work became such a central element in American culture. Utah Humanities is touring The Way We Worked to 6 Utah communities during 2017. As part of the exhibition tour, Utah Humanities and Utah Public Radio are partnering with exhibition hosts to interview local residents about their work. This interview took place at the Hiram City Museum.
A typical day for spine surgeon Brian Vernon begins at 6:30 a.m. and ends at 6:30 p.m.
Working my way through college, I chose to go to medical school. Along the way, I was very interested in orthopedics because of the desire to help people with injuries. And then working with a very charismatic spine surgeon in residency, I decided to follow his footsteps and go into spine surgery. My grandfather had a bad experience with a spine surgery that didn't go well. And every time I told my father that I was going into spine surgery, he would tell me, "Remember, Grandpa, he never walked again after his spine surgery. Are you sure you want to do that to people?" I had to reassure him and explain to him that spine surgery has come a long way since my grandfather had surgery, and it's actually quite successful if done for the right reasons. Microdiscectomy has a success rate of about 90% to 95%. That success rate would mean their pain goes away. Generally, patients who need a microdiscectomy have severe sciatica, which is disabling, and just removing that small disc herniation, which I equate to a pebble in your shoe, so to speak, can do wonders for somebody's sciatic pain. Typical day starts around 6:30. My week is scheduled into clinic days and surgery days. So on a clinic day, I'll get to the hospital between 6:30 and 7, and I'll see my patients. That's called rounding. If it's a surgery day, I'll do that rounding, and then I'll go to the operating room, and operations start at 7:30, and we'll operate usually all day, and I'll get out of the operating room or clinic about 5 o'clock, and then I'll go back and do rounds again in the hospital and check on the patients that I've already seen. And so usually I'll be leaving the hospital about 6 or 6:30, so 6:30 to 6:30 is pretty routine. A surgery for me will range between 2.5 hours. Anything like a fusion would be something along the lines of 4 hours or 5 hours. My longest surgery that I've done here in Logan has been 10 hours. That was a long surgery. I really like the elderly population. I'd have to say my favorite patients would be elderly women who are nurturing and have tons of grandkids and are just very spunky. And they work with rehab. They want to go home. They want to get better. And they generally do very well. Degenerative arthritis is something that's very rewarding to treat because if you get rid of the underlying problem, which is usually a pinched nerve or back pain, then patients get their life back. I just try to do my best in every case and treat every patient well and be compassionate. I love what I do, and that makes the long days both worth it and makes them go fast. Undergraduate school was 4 years, followed by 4 years of medical school, followed by 5 years of orthopedic surgery residency, followed by 1 year of further subspecialty training in spine surgery. 14 years.
Utah Works is a collaboration between Utah Public Radio, Utah Humanities, and the Utah hosts of The Way We Worked, a Smithsonian Museum on Main Street exhibition made possible in the Beehive State by Utah Humanities. Support for Museum on Main Street has been provided by the United States Congress. Broadcast of Utah Works on UPR is supported by our members and USU's Department of History, committed to supporting public history and the knowledge necessary for informed decision-making by citizens of Utah, the United States, and the world. Online at history.usu.edu.